WUFT. I'm David Baraswain. The largest public sector labor union in Florida is fighting for its life after landing in the crosshairs of a new state law. WLRN's Danny Rivero has more.
At a bill signing last month, Governor Ron DeSantis said the new law will end teachers' unions, quote, once and for all in the state of Florida. The law requires at least 50% of union members to vote to be represented by a labor union in order for a union election to be valid. Antonio White is the president of United Teachers of Dade, the teachers' union for Miami-Dade County.
There's not an election that I know of in this country where 50% of all eligible voters have to participate in order for that election to be valid. Normally in this country, those who vote determine the outcome.
In fact, governor races in 1998, 2006, and 2010 failed to reach the 50% turnout. United Teachers of Dade represents more than 23,000 teachers, and White says the group is pushing to surpass that 50% turnout threshold in the all-by-mail election. The right to be in a labor union is enshrined in the Florida Constitution. I'm Danny Rivero in Miami.
And Clay County is hosting a series of drive-in movie nights. The county's Real Fun Nights will be playing family-friendly movies on Friday nights in June at Green Cove Springs. That's at the Clay County Fairgrounds. There is a fee for entry. This is WUFT.
The Gainesville Big